it happened so fast you couldn't believe it. I was out, sent to 10 Camp 2. They brought in 1,500 corpsmen there from all over the United States to make up the contingency needed for the 1st Marine Division. And I was one of them. And then the next thing, we were aboard ship headed for Japan and Korea. And the other two regiments in the 5th and the 7th, we went to Japan and reformed and reinforced. And then they sent us all in there into the Incheon Landing. And that Incheon Landing cut off the back end of the North Korean forces and kind of surrounded them and alleviated the pressure on the Pusan perimeter, which virtually could have ended the war, except for some of our high-powered generals that wanted to unite the country, decided to fight on and go into North Korea. That was General MacArthur. We should have never done it, but we did it. And we went up to the Chosin Reservoir on the east side, and we went up to Pyongyang on the west side. That was the capital. The Army unit and the Marine 10th Corps unit went up there. And we got up there. We were going to go all the way to the border and chase the North Koreans either out of the country or surround them and capture them. In the meantime, wintertime came up there and it got so damn cold. And nobody knew it at the time, but the Chinese were sneaking the forces across the border at night and camouflaged themselves in the daytime. So that our unit intelligence never caught them and never knew that they were there until in late November of that unit, the Chinese, like I said, there was 120,000 that hit our side of the perimeter, and there was about 200,000 hit the Army on the other side. And so after all that happened, in the first 24 hours of January or November 27th, that they hit the 5th and 7th Marines, of which I was part of. My platoon sergeant got hit for one thing. We managed to hold our hilltop, and we were lucky because our hilltop, the snow was so deep that the Chinese couldn't get through it up to fight us, but they fought all around. And the next morning after when the sun came up, we ended up, we had 935 wounded Marines on the ground outside of the aid station tents. And 150 guys got flown back by helicopter. One of them was my platoon sergeant. And anyway, after that onslaught, we killed so many Chinamen there. This one Marine lieutenant, in one area alone, he counted 800 bodies. But after that, the Chinese, we overwhelmed. We shot so many of them. They did attack us like that again. But they just sat back and shot us from all sides that we were retired. And we were under fire, gunfire, 24/7 for 3 weeks getting out of there.